producing results. Hello, everyone, from the 92nd Annual American Farm Bureau Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Lee Maddox for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
Well, that old expression, there's always something, sort of applies to our annual meetings. This year, it is a very unexpected sort of snow and ice condition here. The farmers and ranchers here obviously have to deal with weather every day of their lives. They're all taking it in stride.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says nearly 6,000 farmers and ranchers are attending the Farm Bureau Convention, hearing from top industry speakers and working to unify the many different interests involved with our nation's most important industry.
Well, that's what we're all about as an organization, is trying to, as a general farm organization, represent all of American agriculture across all the 50 states in Puerto Rico, across all commodity sectors, all geographical regions, but we're all one because we're all of and from the land.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was one of the keynote speakers and thanked the nation's farmers and ranchers for the work they're doing in providing a safe food and fiber supply.
And I have begun looking to Bob and the Farm Bureau increasingly for direction and advice on the many issues that confront us. I'm also appreciative of what rural America is doing for the rest of the country.
Another keynote speech came from Mike Rowe, the star of the Discovery Channel's hit show Dirty Jobs, and he's definitely a fan of our farmers.
I don't think American agriculture needs a spokesman. I think they need an advocate. And the advocates that I believe they need are people like me who have shown a long-term addiction to chewing and swallowing. I think the trick, if there is one today, is just to hit the reset button and remind people in a thousand different ways of the amazingly gobsmacked task that you guys do day in and day out, which is feed 300 million people three times.
And we'll have more tomorrow from the Farm Bureau Convention on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.